One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey guys, it's Elena.
And it's Candace.
And you're listening to Cousins on Crime.
If you were confused.
Yeah. You didn't know what you clicked on.
Yes, this is not the Martha Stewart show, if you were wondering.
Yeah.
Hi. Do you ever just feel like, what am I doing?
Yes.
What am I doing here? What does it all mean?
Yeah, yeah. I do feel like that. Especially right now. you know, when you're in the middle of doing something and you're just like, your brain just stops.
Yeah, it farts.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So how's your day been?
You know, it's been what it's been, you know,
mm-hmm.
Tomato, tomato, potato, potato. I mean, do you want me to be one of those people that's like,
it's great.
It's great. Or be like, oh, I'm so glad you asked.
Like that lady.
My twins didn't nap, and I didn't get a nap, and I've had 3 wavy potato chips today. And anyway,
No.
That's all.
No, please don't. I'll stop you there.
Well, I already did, so I kind of got it out, like, secretly.
Yeah. Okay, well, we won't be doom and gloom.
Yeah. Well,
speaking this is kind of,
I was about to say, okay, so we shouldn't tell a story.
See, I don't know. See, my brain's not working. I do have to tell you this story. Okay. It is doom and gloom.
Okay, well, I want to hear it.
Okay. So in 2021, Summer Moon Utah Wells.
All right. Summer is this Wells. Sheena Shea's daughter, Summer Moon? You don't watch Bravo.
I don't.
You don't watch Vanderpump Rules, but no. Everybody who does will get that. Go ahead.
Anybody who's cool does.
Yeah, anybody who's cool.
Yeah, I'm not cool. Sorry.
You continue watching your smutty Bridgerton, and I'll continue watching my trash reality TV. Okay. Summer Utah Moon.
Summer Moon Utah Wells.
Okay.
She was 5 years old with blonde hair, blue eyes, and a big smile.
Aww.
She lived in the Beach Creek community of Rogersville, Hawkins County, Tennessee. It's a mountainous, woodsy area.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, full of trees, like trees everywhere. Mm. Dirt roads. I mean, if you
sounds like a you place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is my
I
kind of place.
I see you in Tennessee, but I don't want to see you in Tennessee.
I do love Tennessee. It's beautiful.
You're
there.
Not allowed to move. Anyway.
Their house was set on top of a hill on an 11-acre lot.
Whoa.
She lived with her mother, Candace.
Okay.
Who else is named Candace?
That's my name.
But she spells it different. It's C-A-N-D-U-S.
Okay, well.
That's interesting, isn't
my
it?
My name has been spelled that way before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I never would have.
My name has been spelled all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. All kinds of ways. Yeah.
Yeah. So she also lived with her father, Don, and 3 older brothers who at the time in 2021 was 8, 10, and 12. Summer's maternal grandmother, also named Candace, lived in a trailer on their property about 20 feet from their house.
Spelled the same?
Spelled the same.
Okay.
Yeah. But we'll call Grandma Candace Candy for...
I am Grandma Candace, so you could call me whatever you want.
Yeah, we're going to call her Candy for the rest of the story, okay. Just so you'll know which one I'm talking about.
All right.
The property was left to Don from his mother when she died about 12 years prior. The family were regular attendees of the local Seventh-day Adventist church. Summer was said to be the boss of her three big brothers. Okay. She was a tomboy who loved to play outside and even had her head shaved at one point.
Oh my gosh.
And her parents say it was because she wanted to be like her brothers.
Oh.
I don't know. There are other stories on that. I'll tell you a little later.
Okay.
Her favorite song was Godzilla.
Okay, she sounds like my girls. Like, my girls would shave their heads if I would let them.
One of these days you might.
And my girls love, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
that's cool. Vibing with her already.
Yeah. Some of her favorite toys were Paw Patrol and Frozen.
There you go.
I mean, girly and not so girly. She loved Elsa. Her dad says that they were really close and he never felt loved as much as he felt love from Summer.
Oh.
June 15th of this year, 2024, in case you didn't know what year it was, marks 3 years that Summer went missing. We still have no answers and the case is still ongoing.
Oh my gosh.
She was last seen wearing gray pants and a pink shirt. She was believed to be barefoot and her hair was growing out from being shaved.
Bless.
At 6:26 p.m. on June 15th, 2021, a 911 call came into the dispatcher from Dawn Wells. Then a second call came in at 6:29 p.m., 3 minutes after, from Candace Wells. I didn't hear those calls, but there is a recording from the dispatcher to the first responders.
Okay.
When she dispatched them out to the house. The dispatcher explains, per what she was told by the parents, that Summer had been missing for about 10 minutes when the parents called in. Mm. She said that the mother had gone on a walk, and when she got back, the child was gone. It was a literal game of telephone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you tell someone a rumor and they tell the next person and the story just gets all
jumbled
messed
up. Yeah.
So police arrived at the Wells home around 7 p.m. and started looking through the house, around the property. Officials from more than four dozen agencies put boots on the ground, like, they did a massive search looking for Summer for weeks.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me sick.
Yeah. Specialized units searched more than 1,000 acres by foot and by air.
Goodness gracious.
Dive teams were also brought in to search nearby lakes and ponds. When questioned, her parents said that she was helping her mother and grandmother plant flowers outside. Don said Summer went into the house. His wife was watching as she went inside. Her brothers were watching TV. Summer went downstairs to play with her toys. Now, Don was about 45 minutes away when he made the call to 911.
Okay.
He said Candace had called him and told him that Summer was missing. She looked all over for her, but she was gone. And he told her, well, call 911. Mm-hmm. Well, he decided to go ahead and call 911 himself, hence the first 911 call.
Mm-hmm.
When Candace hung up with him, she dropped her phone. She went over to her mother's trailer to get her mom's cell phone because it gets better reception.
Okay.
That day, Summer went running errands with her mom, her grandmother, and their friend Hunter. The grandmother had to go to the emergency room for her for a knee issue. They went to a smoke shop. then the hippie house to get vapes because they're cheaper there, Candace says.
Okay, I dig this. Vaping.
No, you don't.
Yeah, Candace vaping.
No,
that's me.
It's bad for you. Don't do it. Then they went to the pharmacy to put the prescription in. While they were waiting for the medication to be filled, they went to Horse Pond, where Summer and Hunter swam for about 20 minutes.
Hmm.
Then went back to the pharmacy to pick up the medication, then grocery shopping, then Sonic to get refreshments, then to Hunter's house to drop him off, and then Candace, Candy, and Summer went home.
How old is Hunter? Do we know?
Yeah, I'll tell you in just a second.
Tell me now.
Give me a minute.
Do it to me all the time.
I know. I love it, though, because that means you're interested.
I know. And you always ask me questions that I'm about to say.
I know. It's like, okay, I'm telling the story good.
You're so insane.
Okay, so just to reiterate this time, so from timestamps that I found in a report, it says at 12:33 p.m., they drop off the prescription and begin the drive to Horse Pond. 12:53, they arrive at Horse Pond. 1:13 p.m., they leave Horse Pond. 1:33 p.m., they pick up the prescription. An hour goes by. In that hour, they go from grocery shopping to Sonic. Then at 2:30, they drop Hunter off at home. At 3:09, looking at Candace's phone, they see that this is the last picture that was ever taken of Summer. At 3:09, Summer was asleep in the back seat of the car with her head resting on a jug of milk, and Candace snapped a picture of her. So at 3:15 to around 3:19, they arrive home. I'm assuming this timeline is from the cell phone pings.
Okay.
I'm not certain, but I'm assuming.
All right.
And then 6:30, the first responders were dispatched to the home. To learn more about Hunter, mm-hmm. Candace, he was a family friend. He was 15 and described himself.
I knew you were going to say that. Oh, go ahead.
He described himself as like a big brother to Summer. And he went to run errands with them so that he could sit with Summer while Candace took her mom into the emergency room. There were rumors that Candace and Hunter had a relationship.
Gross.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors that float around in the story. But when Candace was asked about it, she says, "Are you kidding me? Hunter is like a son to me."
Mm-hmm.
And vibes from Hunter in an interview with him, it just didn't seem like that would be something he would be interested in.
Okay.
Chris McDonough from the interview room, he interviewed Hunter. So Hunter explained that he and the family went to Warrior's Path, which is also known as Horse Pond.
Okay.
He says at one point while they were swimming, Summer had gone under the water for about 10 or 15 seconds and he got worried. So he went into the water to get her. When he pulled her up from the water, he asked her, "Are you okay?" And she said, "Yeah." And she was just laughing, but she was swallowing water.
Oh, I hate this.
They
didn't swim for very long.
No.
They weren't there very long.
It was just to,
it
was
a dip.
Yeah. Like, it was a hot day. June in Tennessee, you know.
It's strange that they drove there to swim.
Yeah.
And they spent, 20 minutes there?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, to this area seemed like a 20-minute drive to get there from the pharmacy. It was said that the medication was going to take about 20 minutes to fill.
Okay.
So they take a 20-minute drive, swim for 20 minutes, then drive back.
So odd to me.
It is very strange.
Like, you've taken your mom to the emergency room. You've got to go get the prescription. You've got to go grocery shopping. But then you make a trip to a pond so they can swim. My mother would not do that.
Yeah. With your mother in the car
who just was at the emergency room.
I don't know.
This is not something... None of this is sitting right with me.
Yeah.
No.
yeah, very interesting details, right? So Chris asked Hunter if Summer had been injured. And Hunter says, well, once we got into the car, she could have still had water in her lungs. I mean, he mentioned that they had been sitting in the hot car throughout the day. He said it was a short period of time from the time that they dropped me off at home to when Summer went missing. So I think he was trying to think in his mind, like, make sense of it all. Like, did she have water in her lungs? Did she get heat exhaustion? I think he was trying to process it in his mind, like, what right. happened to her. Yeah. But really his best.
And he's 15 at the 15, time of this interview?
Yeah, 15.
Okay. That's very young.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just so young to be trying to make sense of something like this.
I know. I mean, because this little five-year-old girl's like his sister. And yeah. I don't know if he had anything to do with it. I don't want to put any accusation mm-hmm. on him, but it seems like he was telling the truth. And mm-hmm. he gave good detail from the events right. of the day. So Candace sent the three boys to walk the wooded area to find Summer. Dawn got home and he went straight to look in the shed. Like, he saw the boys walking in the woods and mm-hmm. he knew they were already, obviously they've looked in the house, couldn't find her. They're looking in the woods. He went straight to the shed. That was his first thing.
I mean, you know, my dad probably would have looked for us in the shed when we were kids. You know what I mean? We used to play in the shed all the time, didn't we?
We did. Oh my gosh. The good old days.
I know, the good old days.
So he goes in there, and he said when he sees the boys looking in the woods, he just knew in his gut that Summer was gone.
Oh, my God. Oh.
There seemed to be a time gap from about 3:30 to 6 that was unaccounted for. Candace had already given a detailed statement to detectives, and she gave a walkthrough interview with Chris McDonough on the interview room. He has a YouTube channel mm-hmm. and a podcast. She walks him through the property and the house, detailing the events of the day and the moments leading up to the disappearance. She talks very nonchalant, but she gives very specific details, step by step, play by play. Mm. The property has a house, a camper, several cars. The walkthrough in the house is very interesting. The inside of the house has piles of clutter and trash everywhere.
No.
Going downstairs, okay, even more interesting.
Is this like a basement or like a split level home?
It's a basement.
Okay.
Okay, so going down the stairs into the basement, it's, okay, there's a counter in the middle of the room. So you walk in the front door, there's like the living room area, kitchen area. So near the kitchen, there's this counter. It's almost in the middle of the room.
Okay.
Which this counter had piles of stuff all over it. You go mm-hmm. around it and behind the counter is a opening, not even a door. It's an opening. It's almost like a small crawl space.
Okay.
You have to like turn around and go feet first to climb down the stairs into the basement.
No.
And this is where the parents and Summer sleep. This is their bedroom.
They sleep down in the basement?
Yes.
All right.
Chris gets, she's like, come on, I'll, she's like, she's walking every detail and he's like just following her, videoing everything. And
and she's like, we're going to go down in this hole now.
Yeah. She's like, come on. He's
turn
like,
around.
He literally says, is there another way I can come in? She's like, no, my husband comes in through here. You can do it. And so he's like, okay, like, what am I getting myself into? And anyway, he gets down there. And he notices that there's like inappropriate stuff on the TV, playing on the TV, like Girls Gone Wild, like girls showing their bodies.
She had that on when she's having
yeah.
Chris McDonough over to yeah. do this. All right.
Yeah.
Carry on.
And I believe she was the only one home at this time.
Okay.
wires were hanging. And so then there's this door, this exterior door that leads to the outside. Okay. So, yes. So
like a walkout basement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Chris could have gone outside and come in through there. Okay. But, you know, it's about the experience.
Okay.
So she told him that the door normally stays locked, but she can't remember if it was locked that day. Summer would have been able to unlock the door if the deadbolt up higher was unlocked.
Okay.
Candace says, we came home and then me and my mom separated the groceries that they got. So Candy, she took her groceries to her trailer and then the boys came and got their groceries and took it to the main house. Then the boys went back to watching YouTube like they always do, mm-hmm. she said. Candy wanted to rearrange the plants and flowers. I think she had some cacti that mm-hmm. she wanted to plant. So Candace says, well, the boys won't want to help, but let me get Summer. She would love to. So she's like, Summer, yelling for her, mm-hmm. come help with the plants. And Summer runs outside. She was excited to help.
And Candy, the grandmother, confirms that Summer helped her.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do the boys confirm that they saw her?
That is so. Yes, the boys did see her there. Yes.
And she was alive and well.
So, yes. Okay, I'm about to give you the step-by-step kind of. You're fine.
I have so many questions.
Yeah, I know. They did see her at one. Okay, let me just do this walkthrough with you. And hopefully it'll answer some questions.
Hold my horses.
So, in the walkthrough, Candace points out that Summer put all the rocks on top of the planter. Like, they put the plants in the flower pot, mm-hmm. and then Summer put rocks in there, and then she put some Paw Patrol toys on top, like made it her own little thing. Mm-hmm. She did all the rocks herself. She says, we went into to Candy's trailer after we were done, and Summer asked Grandma for a piece of candy. Grandma gave her a piece of candy. She told me she wanted to go back over to the house with her brothers. So I walked her halfway between the house and the camper and watched her go in the house. When she got into the house, I kind of walked closer to the door and I said, hey, boys, watch Summer. I'm going to go help Mom with her knee brace. And so she says, I was standing right there. She points over to the camper right in front of her mom's door. And she said, I could have seen Summer walk out the door, but she did not walk back out of that front door. So Candace fixes the knee brace and went back inside to the main house afterwards. She did not see Summer with the boys, and she asked the boys, where is Summer? And they said, she went down to the basement to play with her toys. That's the last time they saw her. So she's over there standing in front of the opening of the basement, mm-hmm. and yells Summer's name a few times. Summer does not acknowledge. She doesn't come running, which Candace says was weird because she always answers. She says, so I go down there and Summer is nowhere in sight. Candace said, I searched. I looked everywhere I could. Then I went through the house and I kept calling for her, yelling for her, everything. I came outside yelling for her. Everything else, and she was nowhere. She says it was about 2 to 5 minutes from the time Summer went into the house to when she called out for her and couldn't find her.
Okay.
Like a blink of an eye. Mm-hmm. Gone. She called Don and said, I can't find Summer. Get home now. And he was like, call 911. So I dropped my phone because I had to run over and get my mom's phone and dial 911 because the AT&T phone is the only one that works out here. So to call 911. So I called them and told them what's going on.
Okay.
It sounds like a lot of word salad, right?
It's a lot of very specific.
Yes.
Information.
Yes. Before the cops even came out, she says, I went down and told my neighbors that Summer is missing. Will you help me look? Just in case she did wander off. But I knew in the back of my mind, she She's never wandered off. She never went nowhere without me. She'll ask me to do something before she even goes to do it. And she's scared to go into the woods herself because we've told her time and time again because of the bears and snakes.
Yikes.
So what in the world happened to Summer? Did Summer go down into the basement and out the exterior door? Was the door unlocked and someone saw her in there and took her? It was normal for Summer to go outside through that door, but she knew not to and would not leave the property. She was also known to be scared or cautious of lots of things, like when a neighbor would come over, she would run up to the house to safety.
Okay.
Candace sent the older boys down in the woods, like I said earlier. She says if they've got walkie-talkies and their buck knife, they can go down there without me. So she said, I sent all them searching and I went out in my mom's truck and went all the way down to the church, then went all the way down the other way and I didn't see nobody even out and about. Then I went way back in the holler. And if you don't know, in the southern states, a holler is basically a valley.
Mm-hmm.
So she went down as far as the truck would let her go, and she didn't see anything. She says, when I was coming back up out of the holler, the cops were coming in my driveway, so I just followed them up there. She says, we searched everywhere we possibly could search. They were out here for 3 or 4 days straight searching 5,000 square acres. They searched all this mountain terrain and all the way down through here. She's pointing around. Now, Don's account for the day, he does not remember what time he left for work that morning, but says it could have been between 7 and 8. He usually stops for breakfast, but he couldn't remember if he stopped for breakfast that day. He said he called Candace at 3 p.m. to find out what she was doing. Candace had said that they were running a few errands, then going to the horse pond for a swim. He says they were in the drive-through line at Walgreens Pharmacy when this call was made. So, he says this call was at 3 p.m. and that Candace was in the line at Walgreens. This is interesting because if you remember the timeline I gave earlier, the prescription was picked up at Walgreens at 1:33 and they had already been swimming. At 3 p.m., they would have already been on their way home.
Okay.
I mean, Dawn could have mistaken the time. It was a traumatic day.
Sure.
It's an hour and a half difference. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. Could that be, I mean, you could verify, I feel like you could verify that.
With phone records.
Phone records and cell tower data.
Right. And I'm sure they did that. I just have not seen those records.
Mm.
There's so much information out there and it's really difficult to decipher if it's true or false.
Yeah.
So.
That happens. I mean, that happens so often with cases like this.
Yeah.
And no doubt there's a lot of rumors about this family.
I mean, man.
My mind is swirling and I'm about to go down to the grocery store and be like, let me tell you about what I just heard. No, but yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. And it's funny that you say your mind is swirling. It took me so long to get this case put together for our episode, just from all of the information I have. And it was suggested to me from my friend Tara, and she's like, I have gone down so many rabbit holes. So
that basement is a rabbit hole.
It's a rabbit hole.
It was. So was there another door? I assume because it's a walkout basement, that was the only back door
that I could see.
So the entrance would be on the second floor if you were looking from the back.
Yes. So, yes, the back door, basement door. The front door was on the other side of the house, which
is where...
So
that was the only entrance and exit in that home.
That I'm aware of, yes. Okay. And the front door is where you could see Candy's trailer 20 feet away.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if Candy and Candace was in the front by the trailer in the front door and Summer went down to the basement and went out, that's on the other side of the house.
And so you said it was a large, like it was 11 acres and lots of trees.
Oh, lots of trees. Yes.
It seems though that if their whole property is the 11 acres, they would have seen like another car
mm-hmm.
or somebody like approaching the home or
right.
Maybe not. Maybe they were waiting in the wings.
So on the other side of the house where the basement door is, where they were not able to see because they were on the front side, mm-hmm. there could have been someone lurking in the edge of the tree line.
Mm-hmm.
Was the door open? And
they would have had to have known.
Exactly. Though.
They would have had to have known.
Exactly.
That there were children there. There was a child unattended. There was a
I
door
love
there.
That you're saying that because there was one report. I think it was the interview room. They were talking about how they had to know exactly when she was going to go down there.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. There's
with all the running around, it seems like no one could have known when they would have come home. She was busy helping her mother and grandmother do something, allegedly.
Right.
And it seems like not even they knew when she would be done, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so they say, I don't know if this is true, but they say it's one-sided glass where you can't see in, but you can see out. So
all right.
If the door was closed, no one would have been able to see inside to see her.
Like the back door?
The back door, okay. The basement door.
Gotcha.
So if she went into the basement and the door was closed, how did they know that she was in there? Could the door have been open? But Candace says no.
Okay.
So did she just go ahead and go outside? Maybe she said, oh, I'm going to go out this door to go back around to my mom.
Because climbing up that hole is weird. I've just
I mean,
decided.
She had done it her whole life, so.
But it occurred to her that it was weird. And she's like, you know what?
It occurred.
There's a better way. I could just go out this door and walk around.
Yeah, so if she walked out and, hey, there's a guy right there, but she would have screamed, her mom would have heard.
Seems like it.
Also, I'm going to skip some notes here and go ahead and tell you that there's about 13 dogs on this property.
Good Lord.
Now, Candace says that they... These dogs just show up, like people leave them on their property just anyway. Yeah. So they just kind of group up together.
Wander.
Yeah.
Okay.
People are like, okay, wouldn't the dogs alert that there's a stranger on the property? And she's like, oh, but the dogs don't bark a lot. 13 dogs don't bark a lot.
Yeah. And see, this feels like because they have so much land, there's not like a bunch of people.
Right.
I don't know. That's weird because like I feel like they would bark at a bunny or like a snake or something rustling in the woods. Or maybe they're just those farm dogs and they're like, yeah, that's just
Who
a
cares?
Bunny.
Yeah, we've, just we've seen
it's just
it before.
A bunny. my gosh.
But in the video with Chris McDonough, as he's coming up the driveway, the dogs are going crazy.
Yeah.
They're barking.
It feels like... They would.
Yeah.
I mean, it just feels like they would.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how this person who came and took her got away with it. I don't know.
Mm.
So back to Don. He says he decided to work late that day as there was no point in going home if nobody was going to be there. Because remember, he said he thought they were still out. Running errands. So he's like, well, I'm just going to work late. Nobody's at home. His three sons were supposedly at home, locked in the house by themselves. Yeah. They were home.
But their babysitter YouTube was there.
Right. Right. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation issued an Amber Alert and launched a large-scale ground search in the woods and other areas around the family home. They have also received thousands of tips, but none of them have led to answers. They were really positive and hopeful that they would find her, but here we are 3 years later.
God. Mm.
The detectives commented on the limited clues around the area, like no clues, no footprints. And they have a lot of information on this case. They're being very tight-lipped. Okay. But where is it going? So, yeah, they've commented on the limited clues, but so many tips and so many possibilities. They actually had a lot of calls from neighbors with possible sightings or ideas, which they say they followed up on without being fruitful. The TBI even held a conference insisting that people stop spreading lies about the case, as that it's hindering the success of solving it.
Yeah.
They added, no one wants answers more than we do. Mm-hmm. There has been so much misinformation that led in the investigators in different directions. The TBI asked that tippers only call in with true concrete information. There were people who would watch a YouTube clip about the case and then they would call in with their opinion or something weird that they saw in the clip. Candace was also asked how the boys were doing. And she said, well, they smile and put on a good show. But other than that, I know they're really upset. They ask me every day, is Summer coming home today? And I can't answer that. I don't know. I find myself sitting out here on her porch until midnight or 1 o'clock at night, just hoping maybe that whoever took her or whatever happened, she'll come wandering back up the driveway to us. When asked what she thinks happened to Summer, Candace says, well, there is a child molester that lives about an 8-minute walk down the road. He could have come and got her. Her family believes and has said several times that she may have been taken down the steep hill behind their home and possibly put into a vehicle that was waiting for her. So like you said earlier, was there a vehicle?
So did they... Like they would have had to know all of, like, it just, that just doesn't check out to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this is one thing, like the going down the hill, going away from the property, a vehicle waiting for her. This is something that they keep. Dawn and Candace have said repeatedly, like, stop looking in on our property, go out and look. So that's been a lot of questions. Like, why don't you want us to look on your property? Why are you leading us away from your home? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because I mean, if you had that vast of a property, it feels like that's where you would start.
Yeah.
You would say, she's got to be here somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, but 3 years later is when he's like, okay,
yeah,
where are you going to look now? Because you haven't found her on our property. Somebody took her. Okay. So going back to the dog story situation, first responders and searchers even remarked that the dogs barked a lot when they were there and made the search difficult with their search dogs, because they brought the, you know, cadaver dogs and all that, and so the dogs would follow them and just it was very chaotic.
Yeah.
A body language expert analyzed the videoed interview with Candace. Candace made a few comments that seemed nonchalant, like I mentioned earlier. Like one, Chris asked, what do you want people to know about Summer? And Candace basically says, please help us find her and bring her home safe. But then she says, she was precious to me. And another point in the video that I talked about earlier, when she put the Paw Patrol in the flower pot, she says she loved Paw Patrol. And so this past tense verbiage struck the body language expert. Like, she's already accepting that Summer's gone forever. So does she know more than what she's saying? First responders and armchair detectives have made several speculations that Dawn and Candace have something to do with Summer's disappearance. Law enforcement officials said they will do any search based on credible information, but that information has been lacking. They asked all residents in the area to continue to check their properties, especially as overgrowth dies down due to the cooler weather. I mean, that was back then when the search was, you know, that first year. they said maybe you will see some evidence that Summer came through there or something. Don has given several ideas of who it could have been that took her. He had worked with a man that he had to let go from the job because of meth. I think Don does drywall stuff, but he... So I guess he was in charge of this guy and he had to let him go. And this guy made it that whole day difficult for him. So he feels like this guy maybe wanted revenge on him and he came and took her. Okay. He says he has said something about his stepsisters being involved.
Hmm?
Yeah. Or the meth head down the road.
All right.
Now, there were several reports that they had made to police that people would come up and steal things from their property.
Like what?
I don't know. I never found like what these things are.
Okay. And
a lot of times when they needed money, they would go sell or pawn these whatever items they could sell for money.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would make a report that things were stolen. So,
okay.
Could Summer have been one of those things that they sold?
That's fishy.
Sheriff Ronnie Lawson said that they are working very hard to preserve the integrity of this case. He says, a lot of the stuff we've called on, we've already done several times. The sheriff said, investigators have scoured through all the available surveillance video that they could find around the house, but it's a very rural.
There's CCTV on the property?
Not on their property.
Around the house, like businesses or whatever on the way to and from? Is that what they mean?
I'm not sure what. It just says surveillance video that they could find near the house.
Okay.
So, but other homes in the area were sporadic. Mm-hmm. So it was few and far between.
Yeah.
Investigators have been very tight-lipped, like I said earlier, about the information that they do have. I feel like there's so much more that we don't know.
Yeah.
We do know that they have interviewed known sex offenders in the area. They also have been following up on all vehicles, descriptions given to them that might have been in the area that day. One of these vehicles that law enforcement have looked for is a 1998 to 2000 maroon or red Toyota Tacoma with a full bed ladder rack and white buckets in the truck bed. A witness who is regularly in the area as part of his job spotted that truck in the area. But to my knowledge, this truck or owner has never been found. A neighbor had reported hearing a loud scream about an hour before Summer was reported missing. She says she wished she would have not dismissed what she heard. Could it have been Summer?
Was it a child scream? I mean, I feel like it's pretty distinguishable, right? A five-year-old or a grown adult.
Right. Well, she said it wasn't an animal. She could tell you that.
Okay.
With no answers, the community has become very cautious for their kids. You know, they're like, the safety of their kids is even more. It's in the country, you know, you should be able just to let your kids go have fun.
That's what people move to the country for.
Right.
Turn them loose. And
in 2023, Don reported that the public had become very threatening and harassed them. So much so that they had to move out of state and were living in a hotel in Arkansas. Don said, before you know it, you're getting a mob going. My wife could go to the store and somebody would scream at her, baby killer. You baby killer.
Yikes.
People at his work were questioning him about her disappearance. And so it was so bad that he couldn't find work in the area. He had to go out of state. If you look at Don and Candace Wells' backstory, it will make you squint your eyes a little bit and turn your head a little bit more. Candace was previously married at age 19 to a man who was 41.
Ooh.
They had two children together. Both her husband and Candace were convicted of or on domestic violence and battery charges.
All right.
Both the children, aged 2 years and 6 months at the time, were taken into care, CPS care, and adopted out.
Wow.
Permanently. She also had a criminal record in the state of Wisconsin, most recently a guilty plea on misdemeanor domestic abuse charges in 2003, I think was her most recent.
Okay.
What's more is that Candace has a sister named Rose Bly, who was 21 years old when she went missing.
Stop right now.
Yeah. On August 21st of 2009. Now, Rose was 21 at the time. At that time, Candace would have been 29, I think. She was like 8 years older than her.
I'm just...
Yeah. So Rose went missing in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, where Candace did live at one point. I don't know if she lived there at this time. Rose was married with two young children, and the story that her husband gave was that she left the house to go meet up for drinks with her cousin and never came home. That specific cousin says, no, we never had plans.
Oh, no.
Rose's car was found 5 days later, about 30 miles from her home in Grantsburg, Wisconsin. Rose and her husband did have several bouts of domestic violence.
Yikes.
But 15 years later, we still don't have answers for Rose. Where did she go?
Oh, my Lord.
Dawn has been convicted on multiple violent felonies and served prison time for convictions involving drugs and burglaries in Arkansas, in Utah, and in Texas. In the late 1990s and early 2000s, he was cited for numerous parole violations.
Nothing was done,
of
course.
Yeah. He has a long history of sexual assault, with a few victims being his stepsisters, ones that he's trying to say maybe they had something to do with it. There's other female family members that were involved as well. Dawn did have kids with another woman before Candace. When one of these kids was just a few months old, he tried to sell him for drugs.
I'm sorry, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The mother of that baby came to Dawn's family and was just so distraught, told him what happened, trying to sell his child for drugs. In 2020, Dawn was arrested on domestic violence charges. However, Candace had dropped the charges against him. There had been a CPS case, but the case was closed just the day before Summer went missing.
What?
The CPS case was closed just the day before Summer went missing.
I need to go to sleep and let all of this process.
I know.
This is so much.
I know. I'm trying to get through it. I know you're like, she's over there rubbing her temples. I can't.
Seriously, like my brain is expanding with this information. I can feel it.
Yeah.
Pressing against my skull.
I'm almost done, I think.
No, I don't want you to be done because I have so many questions that I need answered.
I know. I'm not positive, but I want to say the CPS case was started. Well, this was a rumor. Don't know if it's true. It was started because there were complaints of the Wells kids shooting dogs with the BB gun, allegedly. However, Dawn accuses Allison, who's Hunter's mother. Remember Hunter from 30 minutes ago? He accuses Allison of filing a report against them with CPS. But I don't know what the allegations were.
Interesting.
After Summer went missing, Dawn spiraled and was arrested on alcohol and drug charges and served several months in jail over a DUI.
Lord.
in 2021 after Summer's disappearance. Dawn has said, "We were stripped away from all our kids. All our kids have been kidnapped from us by DCS, and we're not sure about Summer, but we know where our boys are at."
The boys have been taken away from
yes.
them?
Yes. So 1 month after losing Summer, there was another CPS investigation, and they decided it was best to remove the boys from the home.
Well, there's your, like, I feel like, what are we still talking about?
What?
Oh, my Lord.
While in jail for his DUI, Don wrote a letter to Summer saying, "Since you've been gone, I've been completely devastated. I looked everywhere for you, my beautiful girl. I thought YouTube would be the most powerful tool what? To help find you. And perhaps it still could be, but a price we may not be able to afford. Our family may not survive." I think he does a jab towards YouTube because Chris McDonough has made it a mission to find out what's going on and find Summer. And it's doing nothing but throwing darts at Dawn.
Yeah.
So he says, "I'm sorry, my beautiful girl, that I completely lost my mind with so many thoughts of people hurting you. And I know you want to come home. And there's nothing I can do. I'm powerless." That's interesting to me as I sit here and read it, because thinking of him, a possibility of him having, of him selling her.
Mm-hmm.
He allowed someone to come get her and took her. So for him to say, like, thoughts of people hurting her and she can't come home.
Oh, that's so sick. If that's true.
And I'm sorry. I really don't want to accuse.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's you have to explore every possibility.
Yeah.
I think when you're talking about young children, your first thought is sexual predator.
Right.
Someone taking the child, selling them. I mean,
yeah.
And of course, we don't have the evidence.
Well,
but you're right. I mean, it is odd that he would put it that way.
Mm-hmm. So he says, "We wish God will return her to us as well as the boys. I would be so happy to be a family again." So when Chris McDonough had asked if the Wells phones could give more accurate data on the things or the timings of the day, especially between 3:30 and 6 that were unaccounted for, Dawn says, "Well, magically, our phone records from 3:30 onwards that day have been deleted."
What?
And I don't know. I didn't confirm that to see what TBI had on their phones, if they even have anything out there that suggests, but apparently there's nothing on their phones after 3:30.
That's interesting.
There is a YouTube channel called Exploring with Nug. He and his buddies go diving in bodies of water. There's several YouTubers that do this, but they go diving for missing people. Bless their hearts. Mm. Love it. Nug got together with another YouTuber called Ryan Finds Truth. And just recently, they were given a tip on this case and they went to investigate. I think this was around February this year. The person that called in the tip said that they had seen a certain person close to the case dropping something off of a cliff into the lake.
Oh, no.
So the dive team went to explore. They found a tarp and a white shirt and a sealed barrel. Yeah. And they were like, oh, man.
Oh, my
They gosh. Did pull it out of the lake. I never did see what was inside the barrel, but if it was Summer, we would know by now.
I feel like, yeah.
I watched a segment from the interview room on YouTube. It posted about 7 months ago. They talked about Dawn Wells' behavior as of that day, 7 months ago. He has drunkenly called and made threats to his stepsister and to certain people that have reported on the case.
Yikes.
The Cold Case Foundation has offered several times to do their own investigation, but the family has not accepted the offer.
Wow.
Law enforcement has said that the Wells have stopped cooperating and hired lawyers, but yet the Wells have done several interviews, one being with Dr. Phil. But right. Several news stations as well. So they are trying to get the word out. And so they say we are still cooperating. So,
Or they're trying to control the narrative.
Oh, could that be it?
They don't want help from the cold case unit, but they want to give their side of the story.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel good to me.
No. Chris he's done several extensive work and has several videos and podcasts on Summer's case. If you want to hear more about this case, look at his work. I will link one of the videos so it's easy to find.
Is this the one with the
walkthrough? Yes.
Okay, because I got to see this.
Yes.
I feel like I know it. I feel like I can see this house in my mind, but I've got to see it.
Yeah, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's what I thought.
Lena, I don't know if
I can't
fit something else into my life. Like, I feel like I'm going to go down such a rabbit hole with this.
That's why it took me forever to put this together.
Okay, are you done?
I just one more little piece.
Okay,
that
go
I,
ahead, because I've got questions.
A couple more comments.
Hold your questions till the end.
Yeah, just wait. My closing remarks.
Okay, go ahead.
The case is so sad to me. We not only have a missing little girl, but these parents. Okay, as much as I have told you that all this points to them, it breaks my heart because I don't want to accuse them. And they've been ridiculed and accused. I mean, really, it seems that they very well could have done something to Summer. However, we do know in other cases, like our second case, the Alana Gallagher case, the parents were very, very much accused and ridiculed because of their lifestyle.
Yeah.
And come to find out it was not them at all.
Yeah.
So when I look at their faces in these interviews, my heart just breaks to think that they really do want answers, but no one will listen. You know, that's just
the good in you though, Lena.
I really,
that is the optimist in you and the good in you.
I really do try to see the good in people.
Yeah. I mean, I want that too. Like, I would love that too.
Yeah, I know. I want to see good there. Candace has described the events of the day and the last moments several times, and it's always the same story. So it's like, could that be that it truly happened that way and she's just replaying the events in her head? Or could it be that's her story and she's sticking to it because she knows she has to? So yeah, my mind has switched back and forth several times. I don't know.
Have the boys been interviewed by police? I mean, I would assume.
Yes.
Do we know specifics? Because I feel like, here's the thing. They're all watching YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
They hear the door open. None of them turn around to look.
Okay, so the door was open.
Okay, the door was open. None of them saw Summer come in, but their mother said she was downstairs playing.
Mm-hmm.
That was in their minds, and that's their story.
Right.
Maybe they think they remember seeing her. I don't think she ever came home.
That's a thought that I had too. And like Hunter, he's like, well, I mean, she had water. Maybe she had water in her lungs. Maybe she was heat exhausted.
Like dry drowning. I mean, okay, so dry drowning is not a thing. It's drowning. It's when, you know, a child drowns, essentially, they're fine, and then they die later.
Yeah, because they still have that water.
That's what they call dry drowning, but it's not really, we shouldn't be calling that, we should be calling it drowning.
There's so many possibilities here.
Gosh.
And, yeah.
And like, how old is the grandmother? How old is she?
I think she was in her 60s.
Is she in her right mind? Because Here's another thing that I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think Candace could have controlled what everybody thinks they saw that day.
Okay, yeah.
Saying, remember she came in and you gave her a piece of candy? Maybe that was yesterday, but she thinks it was that day. You know what I mean? Like, I have so many... I just feel like you have three boys mm-hmm. that weren't paying attention to anything
right.
except for YouTube.
Right.
And then you have a grandmother who was probably in pain.
Right.
What? Okay. Hang on a second. The grandmother goes to the emergency room,
uh-huh.
gets pain medicine, and then wants to garden.
Yeah, maybe she had some really good pain medicine.
No, Elena. No. Hey, no, she didn't.
Maybe something else was in that vape. I don't know.
I need a vape right now. Oh my gosh. See, there's so much of this that does not
add up. I know.
They don't. Okay, so the boy, what's his name again?
Hunter.
Hunter. Why do I want to call him Kenneth? Where
I mean, you can call him Kenneth.
I mean, Hunter. So he's a weird link in this all.
Yes.
Because he verifies that they did go to this pond. But why? Why did they go to the pond in the middle of all these errands that seemed like business?
You know,
like emergency room, grocery store,
yeah,
vape. You know, like
prolong an already busy day.
And then you squeeze in a 20-minute dip at the pond.
Yeah.
That's just, hey, I'm not a country folk. Maybe that's what they do. I don't know.
Two things here. The whole thing about Dawn being 45 minutes away working, maybe it wasn't work. Maybe he was 45 minutes away, but he had Summer with him. And he dropped her off somewhere. Oh, I really hate to accuse.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, the picture of her laying in the back seat on milk.
That seems staged.
I mean, yeah, people just like, oh, look how cute, and take picture. But
that just feels like staged to me.
So, yeah, they've been interviewed several times. Candace has got up and walked out of the interview. She's cried in these interviews. I can't.
See, the whole time you're telling this story, my mind didn't go to Dawn. Like, I just feel like Candace had her all day.
Okay. I think they're in it together.
Okay.
Just with Dawn's history,
mm-hmm.
sexual assault. Trying to sell his another child of his.
This is so sad.
Yeah. So Candace was, she had a lie detector test, which whatever, mm-hmm. lie detector test. But the first day they tried to do it, she was so distraught she couldn't do it. The second day she passed. I don't know if anybody else has had one. I don't think Grandma Candy has. I would like to know what the boys have said.
Yeah, because I mean, Candace is saying it was 2 to 5 minutes from the time Summer went into the home mm-hmm. until she came to get Summer.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 to 5 minutes and gone in a flash.
Look, I'm not saying it can't happen.
No, absolutely.
Look at, I'm not saying it can't happen. It happens like that a lot in missing
sure.
child cases. You look away for 2 seconds and they're gone.
Yeah.
But this is at their home, on their property.
Yeah. So many questions.
Oh, I'm so sick. This is just tough.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So hopefully they'll... something will come about. I don't know what all the information TBI has. Apparently they have a lot, but I don't know what's being done.
It feels like they're building a circumstantial case.
Yeah.
Because how could you tell?
Also, Mary, one of the stepsisters, has called Dawn while he was in jail and like have had conversations with him trying to like...
get him to talk.
Entice him to talk. And there's things that he says... that's like, oh, why'd he just say that?
Mm-hmm.
But he knows he has to say certain things. So it's hard. I don't know. I would be absolutely bumfuzzled if they come back and said it was not them and they had somebody else in custody for it.
Yeah.
That would be wild.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for giving me a new project, because now I have to go like watch this video, and fall down this rabbit hole.
Mm. Maybe in a month or so, you'll be given a current event saying it's solved.
Or you're going to give it.
Oh, I will gladly.
Oh, I hope they figure out what happened. It's, and you know what's so sad?
Mm.
After all that's been said, Summer gets lost.
Yes.
In all of it.
Yes. Like,
because just look at the family. I mean, I'm sorry, but she was born into a family that obviously
had generational stuff going
yes.
on. Violence and drugs.
Children taken away. CPS cases opened. Mm-hmm. Like, just a, sounds like a crap hole to yeah. live in. And, you know, there's a lot of parents that can't provide their children with things. But I expect that if you have to live in a place like that, and you can't provide your child, you know, the basic needs that they have, then love and nurturing, I feel like, should be in the balance.
Right. And that's another point that investigators or armchair detectives have said. As she's doing this play-by-play, she's like, I made sure she went inside. I said, hey, boys, watch her. Like, she's the helicopter mom is what people have called her. Like, she said, like she's saying, I did my motherly duties.
I don't believe that for a second, because her boys were all in there watching YouTube all day and
yeah,
left at home alone.
Yeah.
I don't believe for 1 second that she
and so
watched
why,
her go in the house yeah. and made sure the boys knew she was coming in. Uh-uh.
Yeah. So why take just Summer and have Hunter go with you to watch her, but the boys can sit at home by themselves?
That's weird. Yeah. God, there's just so many questions.
Yeah.
I feel like we could just do a whole nother hour of questions.
Well, if, like I said, if you want more, go watch The Interview Room. He has a lot of videos. He has a lot of, you know, podcasts.
And if you guys have heard anything, join our Patreon and it's free to join. You can be a member for free and post in the comments on this episode. Let us know what you think about
yeah.
it. Like, let us know if you've heard anything. If you live in the area, we
right.
would love to hear what.
If there's anything that I said that was incorrect, because, I mean, I hope I gave you the whole truth.
Yeah, I mean, you can only do what, you know, what's yeah. being put out there. So, well, my Lord.
Yeah.
My mind is buzzing. Thanks for telling that story. I really hope Summer gets justice and.
Yeah,
and
she would be 8 this year, so I will, they've done a face.
Like a composite.
Yeah, of what she may look like, so I'll be posting those pictures as well.
Bless her. All right, well, if she's found, I'll take you, Summer. You
yeah.
can come live with me.
Come on, girl.
Come live with us. We'll take good care
yeah.
of you. Ugh. Well, this was great. Let's do it again sometime.
All right, we will.
Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for listening to Cousins on Crime. Get connected with us by becoming a free member on our Patreon. Or for just $5 a month, you'll have access to bonus episodes, discussion groups, and much more. If you can't afford $5 a month, we get it. Inflation, am I right? Please consider leaving us a positive review and rating wherever you listen.
And don't forget merch. Support our podcast and show the love by sporting t-shirts with our latest designs, or grab an evidence bag to keep the chain of custody for all your valuables. Don't forget to follow our show on your favorite streaming app so you never miss an episode, and get photos and updates on our Instagram at Cousins on Crime Podcast or our Cousins on Crime Facebook page. Have a case suggestion? Email us at cousinsoncrime@gmail.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.